This is Dr. Hansen, and you're listening to The Warning Program. Today, Dr. Ziga, who hosted the Holy Ghost Conference, is speaking on the three witnesses. Let's begin.
Well, it's a joy to have all of you here tonight. Open your Bibles to the book of 1 John chapter 5, verse 7. For there are three that bear record in heaven. So there are certain people in heaven called the record bearers. There are only three. Everybody else in heaven is a record implementer. The record holders are the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Say the Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. The Bible says these three are one, which means they have their own individualistic natures, but they also have one agreement for this purpose of holding the records. Which means all creation have come out of the records. All their functionalities out of the records. All their design out of the records. And all the implementation of the eons out of the records. So the records carry the data bank of things visible, things invisible. You are a product of the records of God. You are a product of that which was written before the foundation of the world. You are a product of that which was decided before you were born. Now, the Bible says in verse 8, it says, and there are three that bear witness. So there are three that bear witness to the records in the earth realm. The first, the Spirit. The second, the water. The third, the blood of Jesus. And these three agree in one. Now, look at verse 7, the last phrase. It says, these three are one. Look at verse 8, the last phrase. These three agree in one. Say hallelujah. So every record in heaven is supposed to have its witness in the earth. Now, the true proof of a record is that there is an affirmation and a confirmation of its authenticity. So in the court of law, we have judges, we have the jury, what kind of law system it is. But we also have what we call witnesses. So the best lawyers keep their crown witnesses for the last. And when the case gets really hot and gets to the place where the defining line must be drawn, they bring in their crown witnesses. And that seems to settle the case. Say hallelujah. Now, you and I are witnesses to the records, which God has prepared and preserved for the last generation. And that our appearance and our manifestation is supposed to settle every controversy, if there's any controversy in the heavens and in the earth. So you are not just a child of God, not just a saint of God, but a manifester of the evidences of what God has recorded in heaven. These three, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, they minister through us. The Holy Spirit, who is the record bearer, comes to bear witness in our spirit. So with the Holy Ghost in you, he has come into you with the records to be fulfilled in your life. So your obedience to God gives evidence to the records that are in heaven. When you look at the scriptures from the book of Matthew, you read phrases like, as it was prophesied, as it was written. The Bible says, and Jesus Christ was called out of Egypt. The angel told John that those who have desired to kill the child are dead. Get back to Israel. As it was recorded, and as it was prophesied by the prophet Jeremiah. So our lives are choreographed, which makes it impossible to fulfill every purpose of God unless the Holy Ghost, who knows the records, which you don't know, guides you. So as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. So who is the Spirit? The record bearer. So when the Holy Ghost says go to this school, it's based on the records. I don't know how we can ever fulfill the counsel of God without the helper of the record. It's like a coach that knows the plan of the game. And when you obey the coach's instruction, you win the game. And many times, boxers lose the game because they did not obey the coach. I was watching a boxing bout sometime, and a very well-known global boxer was knocked down at the fourth round by the left hook of the contender. And I heard the coach say, I told you, avoid his left hook. I told you, avoid his left hook. If there's anything you must dodge, dodge his left hook. If there's anything you can endure, endure every other thing, but not the left hook. So the guy was on the canvas, because he didn't listen to the coach. How many of you have faltered in your walk with God because you didn't listen to the Holy Spirit? Say hallelujah, somebody. So sometimes it's not because you have committed any sin, even though disobedience is a sin, but just that you missed the memo. As many as are led by the Spirit are the ones who have witness of the records. Now, one of the greatest gifts God has given to us is that the Holy Spirit, who is the record bearer, has become our friend. And he's been given to us to be our teacher, to be our counselor, to be our standby, to be our friend, to be our koinonia, to be the best we can ever have. And this same Holy Spirit is the senior teacher of the church, universally, that without his teaching, we will miss the mark. Without his instincts, we will not understand. Without his promptings, we shall miss things of God. If you don't know where you are going, it doesn't matter where you go. But if you know where you are going, it matters where you go. When the Holy Ghost is leading you, it matters where you go. He makes you do things deliberately because the records are deliberate. Say, I receive the Holy Spirit. Say, I receive the records. Say, I receive the teacher of the records in my life. So anytime the Holy Ghost comes upon you, he comes with the full package of the records of heaven concerning you. I thank God that I was a Christian. But after I met the Holy Ghost, I became a believer. There's something about knowing that you know that you know that God knows that you know that heaven knows that you know, because the record teacher is your spirit. The Bible says the Spirit bears witness that we are the sons of God. Say hallelujah, somebody. Is there anybody here who believes he's a son of God? That you are a child of God? Say hallelujah, somebody. The question is, how do I know I am a child of God? Because the Holy Spirit told me that. And he bears witness with my spirit. Now, the next point is, imagine this same Holy Spirit baptizing you in him. It's not just an anointing, but a baptism. The baptism gives you full identification. For the Spirit bears witness in your spirit. The baptism brings you into such a submerging point in the Lord. Now, baptism in the Greek word is baptizo, which is absolute submergence. So, if I have a bottle of water, which Austin will give me, say hallelujah, somebody. Thank you. Please be seated. So, we have a bottle of water. Now, baptism is when you are absolutely submerged in the boom baptism. Well, what do I see? I still see the water. But do I see the lid? No, because it is in the water. When you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you are in the Spirit. And if I see you, I don't see you. I see the Spirit. So I see you through the Spirit. See, hallelujah, somebody. So no man after the flesh, but after the Spirit. So I see the Spirit before I know who you are, because we are all baptized in the Holy Spirit. What a place of safety. What a place of identity. By the time you are submerged in the Holy Spirit, you lose your identity completely. There is no Nigerian there. There is no American there. All I see is the Holy Spirit. I see the children of God. I see the children of light. I see the saints of God. I see the glory of God. So your ways produce the fruit of the Spirit, because you are dead. You are inside there. So wherever you go, you walk in the love of the Spirit. You walk in the joy of the Spirit. You walk in the faith of the Spirit. You walk in the long-suffering of the Spirit. You produce after the nature of the Spirit. So every child who believes in God must be baptized in the Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ said that, and all those who believe in me must be baptized in the Holy Spirit. With the evidence in speaking in tongues. Speaking in tongues carries its own grace and strength. But one of the key factors of the Spirit of speaking in tongues is that you must have an identity of the language of your kingdom. When I see a German, the proof that he's a German is that he speaks German. Spike in the Deutsch, yeah. Alles klar. So sometimes I meet somebody, I say, hey, where are you from? He said, well, I'm from Germany. I said, guten Abend, wie geht? And then he wakes up. because I want him to speak German as a proof that he's a German. So I met a guy one day, he said, I'm a German. And I said, speaking to Deutsch? He said, I don't understand it. So I had a question. I wasn't too sure about that, because the first identity of a citizen is a language. So check your language. What are you saying? I said, what are you saying? I've shared this story before. I was in Moscow, coming back to New York, and everybody speaks Russian in Moscow. Everybody. And I was so lonely. After a few weeks in Russia, I was hungry for English. Hallelujah, somebody. So I was walking by at the airport, the Domodedovo airport, and I heard somebody speak English. Oh, I felt at home. There's something about praying the Spirit. You feel at home. It's our kingdom identity. Receive the anointing. Now, the Bible says in the book of Luke, Luke chapter 1, verse 35. Let's read from verse 35. We shall come back to verse 7 soon, for 1 John chapter 7. And the angel answered and said unto her, the Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Now, we just saw that the Holy Spirit is the record holder. So Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I know not a man? What you are telling me sounds great, but there's a disconnect there. I'm in the natural, and you are speaking to a natural woman being, who understands the logic of the natural, has no inkling of the spiritual investment in the natural world. So she had a challenge. And the angel had to walk her through the memo based on the records. In other words, what the angel did not say but said was that, well, woman, before you were born, the records packaged this whole deal for you. And the records were decided. The records proved that you were chosen before the foundation of the world. And so when the angel appeared to this woman, he said, thou art highly favored among women. It wasn't something he just said that day because she looked beautiful. It was something that was recorded. Several millennia that the woman shall be born, and the woman was designed, her name shall be Mary. She will be in Nazareth in this year, at this time, at this moment, in this same location, and the angel Gabriel shall go with the annunciation. It was all recorded. Heaven is a very organized place. And look at the kind of spirit he's giving to us. Now, so the Bible says that a woman said, I don't know a man in this part of the world. Angel, in case you don't know, this is how it works here. This is how we roll here. And the angel said, well, how you roll here is just a little drop of water in the ocean. Now, let me tell you what really, really, really happens. What you see as your human reality is small. But let me tell you heaven's reality. Yes, that the Holy Spirit, the record holder, shall overshadow you. Now, can we have those three boxes, please? So, we have an illustration here. I am John the Baptist preparing the way for the Messiah. Hallelujah, sir. Our guest speaker. So, we have three individuals here today. Can you please line up here, powerful Holy Trinity? Say amen. Say amen. Amen. Clap your hands, say hallelujah. So here, hypothetically, we have God the Father holding the records. God the Son, the records. God the Holy Ghost, the records. Yeah, I wish I was the Holy Ghost, but I can be Mary for now. Say hallelujah, somebody. So now the Bible says that there are three that bear records in heaven. The Father, the Word, the Holy Ghost. So when the angel appeared to Mary, the angel must have had a memo of the records. But the angel does not have all the message of the records, because angels don't hold the records. So they don't know everything. They only know what they are told. And they are only sent to do what they are supposed to do. So they obey because they are servants. So the angel said, I was sent to you to come and tell you that you have been chosen based on the records. But the Holy Spirit, who has the same records, he will overshadow you. And he will put the records upon you. And the Spirit of the Lord that will come upon you will implement exactly what is in the records. That's what the anointing does for you. Now, you get back here and stand. Now, so here, it's the same record, but in three hands. The Father holds the records with his love. The Son holds the record, the Word, with his grace. But the Holy Spirit holds the record with his fellowship. So when he connects with us in koinonia, so as many as draw close to the Holy Spirit, to them that receive the anointing, the records, you are a product of the record. But until the Holy Spirit comes upon you, you will not fulfill your records. See, hallelujah, somebody, receive the anointing, please. So everybody here needs to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Now watch this. The Holy Spirit has so much records of you, but you can only receive or bear what is necessary for this time. If he gives you all, you will be overloaded. So there's a need for a daily koinonia, that he will give you the records of the day. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are renewed every morning. Every day, he has a new record information for you. So our fellowship with the Holy Spirit must be consistent, must be constant. You don't want to miss the memo of the day. Say hallelujah, somebody. You watch this. The Father says, Son, it's time for Mary. And the Son says, Holy Spirit, it's time for Mary. The Father said, Son, because the language of heaven is the Word. So the records are written in the Word. In Germany, you write your letters in German. Is that right? Yeah. In heaven, you write your records in the Word. So Jesus speaks to the Holy Spirit. He said, I will send you another comforter who will teach you and guide you and lead you. And he will stand with you and stand by you. And as many as are led, they will do even greater things than this. He will teach you the things I have told you before. And he will cause you to remember everything I've ever told you. He will take off mine and show it to you. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Say hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit is the record manifester, is the record fulfiller in the realm of God. So if you love the Word, you love the Father, but you love Jesus, but you don't care about the Holy Spirit. And many times we've grown like that. You know, I grew many years, you know, in the wonderful Presbyterian church. I love them. I love them. They're the best. Hallelujah. But I was not taught how to connect to the Holy Spirit. In fact, when I was in the Presbyterian church, which I love them, you know, if there's any moderator watching, I love you. Hallelujah. My point is that I was only told that God the Father and God the Son. I never heard about the Holy Spirit. The only thing I knew about him was that he's a dove. Hallelujah, somebody. Once in a while, there was a dove that appeared in Jerusalem, and that was it. And I had no inclination of the Holy Spirit. He is the implementer. Without him, there's no implementation. So you can imagine how many humans on the earth who love God and love Jesus, but had no connection with the Holy Spirit. The only person who can transfer the information to you is the Holy Spirit. And the only way you can receive from him is to know him, is to be connected with him. Am I making some sense here? So I pray that you will not grieve the Holy Spirit of promise. The Bible says, grieve not the Spirit, because if you grieve him and he is disconnected with you, you are also cut short in your manifestation. Receive the anointing, please. So at this point, Jesus is in heaven on the throne, far away. The Father is literally untouchable because of how grandiose he is. But the friendly friend who is with you every day is the Holy Spirit. Clap your hands, give God some praise. Clap your hands, give God. Say hallelujah, somebody. Hallelujah. So anytime I am with the Spirit of God, he has the information. Wisdom is in the package. Knowledge is in the package. Understanding is in the package. Counsel is in the package. Might is in the package. The fear of God is in the package. Prophecy is in the package. Faith is in the package. Your awareness for your manifestation is all in the package. How do you know you are a prophet? The Holy Spirit told you. If he hadn't told you, you wouldn't know that it is in the record that you are a prophet. Thank God that he comes to teach you. And so when he comes to you, he says, hey, Austin, guess what I found? I found in God's record that you are bound to be in Santiago tomorrow. Are you listening, please? The Bible says he shows to us the deep things of God. Yea, the deep things of God. What are the deep things? The records yet to be fulfilled are the deep things, the mysteries. So your consistent fellowship with the Holy Spirit, make him your friend. Oh, he will show you stuff. But the day you grieve him, he folds back. So can you imagine being in this wonderland? Disconnect. Disconnect. Because you have so grieved the Holy Spirit. He's such a gentleman that he will stay away. He will not beg you. But you don't want him. He goes with the whole records. And there's no cell phone between you and Jesus to ask him the memo. That information is with him. When the Holy Spirit walks away, you go bleak. You go bleak. You pray, I don't hear God anymore. Oh my God, I used to feel his presence. Oh, what did I do wrong? Hey, le, 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 le. Well, you drew him away. But the day you repent and bring him back, the anointing has come back. The river of life is flowing again. Receive the Holy Spirit. So everybody who is a child of God, you feed on the records. The Bible is made of the records. The mysteries of God in heaven are based on the records. And they are all available. Your conduit, the connection with the Holy Spirit. Say hallelujah, somebody. Now let's read verse 45. Let's go. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month. So the angel Gabriel was telling Mary, giving her records, information. Elizabeth was in the same region, but she had no clue. And to heaven opened the records. That's how we get word of knowledge, word of wisdom. I'm ministering and God speaks to me about somebody. The records are being unfolded. So anytime we are in a prophetic atmosphere, it's all the unfolding of records. We call somebody's name by word of knowledge. We cancel a death assignment. We speak life into somebody's business. These are records. May God give us records tonight. May God open our records and unfold to us what the will of God is for us in this time. Say, in this time. The Bible says that in the next verse, verse 37. Let's go. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Why? Because the record holder shall overshadow you. If he's with you, nothing shall be impossible. But if he's not with you, everything is impossible. But when he comes back to you, all things shall be impossible. That the statement which says nothing shall be impossible came after the Holy Ghost shall overshadow you. In other words, nothing shall be impossible as a result of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. Everything can be impossible if there's a disconnect between you and the Holy Ghost. Amen. See, I get it. The next verse, please, let's go. And Mary said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed. So what was she saying? Be it unto me according to the records. And the person who brings the records into manifestation is the Holy Spirit. So your agreement is a connecting point. The other day, one of our vehicles wouldn't start, the engine wouldn't start. And so we opened the hood and found out that the connection on the battery was weak. Sometimes your connection with the Holy Ghost is weak. So your engine is not cranking. I don't know why you are, nobody say amen here. I say your connection is not cranking. Say hallelujah, somebody. The next verse, please, verse 39. Mary rose in those days and went into the hill country and haste. The city of Judah. Yes, let's go. And entered into the house of Zechariah and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe lived. Jesus was just in the womb, a few hours, conception. But he was just even as a fetus. I don't know, a day old baby development. I don't know what stage is that. But it's an invisible stage. But he was visible enough to be baptizing another person in the womb. The baptism that came upon John in the womb was because Jesus, who is the baptizer in the Holy Ghost, was brought to the proximity of the pregnant Elizabeth, and the baby leaped in the womb. That was the Holy Ghost. Oh, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Say hallelujah, somebody. Look at the next verse. And she spake with a loud voice and said, blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And who was saying this? Elizabeth. With a loud voice. The fire, the power of heaven's declarations began to overwhelm a human being because the records were being unfolded. That's why it's possible to be in church and be loud when the records overtake you. Say it loud. Say hallelujah, somebody. I mean, there's something about being full of Zoe, anakazo. I mean, fire. The woman went berserk on that. Look at the next verse, please, verse 43. Let's go. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord shall come to me? Now, she had no clue that Mary was the mother of the Lord. But at that time, in the zone of the Holy Ghost, she began to speak about records she had no clue about, but by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
So good.
Elizabeth knew Mary a long time ago because they were of the same family. But she had no clue that this little girl is going to be the future mother of the Messiah until the records were revealed by the Holy Spirit. So when the Holy Ghost is with you, he reveals to you truths which you have no clue about your business, about your children, about how to solve problems, about what happened and what will be happening and what should not be happening and what should be happening. You will walk with someone who is very aware of heaven's plans. Receive awareness right now. The next verse, let's go. The Bible says, for lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the baby leaped. Say hallelujah, somebody. May you live for joy because the Holy Ghost is with you. So one of the records is the joy of the Lord to be given to you. The next verse, this one is a game changer. 1, 2, 3, let's go. And blessed is she that believes, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her. There shall be a performance. So the Holy Ghost is the performer of all the things that God has prepared for you. Him, there's no performance. There's no reality manifestation.
This is Dr. Hansen. I sure hope you've enjoyed today's program. My telephone number is 360-629-5248, 360-629-5248. Website, worldministries.org, worldministries.org. You can give by PayPal or Zelle, the reference number, warning@worldministries.org. That's warning@worldministries.org. May God richly, richly bless you. I'll see you next week.